producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. America tonight. Happy, happy, merry, merry. I hope there's good cheer in your life. Honestly, it seems like, and I realize this today, I was listening back to some of our callers and some of the shows on America Tonight, and I am grateful for all of you. This is a little show that could, and we are. And thank you for that. If you're hearing this for the first time, I hope I'm not scaring you off. This show is about you. This show is for you. Left of left, right of right, whatever label you choose to smack on yourself, you are welcome to call, because America is about us. It is we, the people who are frustrated, who are tired of being overtaxed, overburdened, and overwrought with anxiety at times because of the lack of oversight, and often because of what we see is duplicating efforts that we pay for in the end. I have a couple friends that work for the government, so I'll kind of start on this note. And they had another good year. And they always tell me, you know what? If they audited every single department, right there, you'd save some of that money. You could chunk. They weren't advocating firing people, but they were saying there's so many jobs that are in triplicate, it's ridiculous. So let's hope 2016 we get a little more common sense. Can we hope for that? Injected into D.C. Because, my friends, what happens there washes back to all of us. I go back to what I just said. It's we the people. We are the government. I think often we forget that. It's the congressperson. It's the senator. It's the president. It's the vice president. It's whoever. No, we elect the people. That's why I say this every single election. It is my hope that we have an avalanche of voters this time around. If you want to see change, if you want to affect change, get people to go and vote. Yes, we could say when you're electing a president, you look at the Electoral College, and I know some of you will say, well, it's fair, because what about the smaller states? I still think there's a way to tweak that and things would change when you have the popular vote. Regardless, we're getting into results season. And you know what results season is? It's kind of like a sports team. Oh, it's long, right? If you're a fan of the great game of baseball, when you're talking 162 games, it is a marathon, not a sprint. Politics is like that now. I mean, before, if you go back in history and you read anything about elections, you find, let's say you go back six decades, and you'll find it is so much different than what we do now, because you are running for president. How long has Hillary Clinton been running for president? Probably since she was born, but officially on the record, since 2008. Smack in the fact that she was a senator and the secretary of state in between all of that. But she's been running really since then. All the Republicans, how long have they run? You go back and look at Rand Paul and the conversations about Rand Paul the second he stepped foot in D.C. Midterm elections. Tea Partiers pushing and getting him elected. Same thing for Ted Cruz. And lo and behold, they are running for president, but they've been running for president, essentially, not officially, for years. And this is how we live. This is what you have to do now. So results season is when it counts. And that was what I was getting to. That was my maybe weak analogy. You have baseball, where you can get all excited in the beginning of the season, but then your team slumps. By the time you get to the end of the summer, they're not even in it. It'd be a miracle for them to even sniff the playoffs. So now it's results season. We went through all the gobbledygook in between, And whoever is going to be left standing has to win the primaries. If it is going to be Donald Trump, if it is going to be Marco Rubio, if it's going to be Ted Cruz, or anyone for that matter, on the Republican side, they have to win primaries. If Donald Trump gets in there and he starts winning everything from Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, Florida, I mean, forget it. Game over. It's the playoffs. So this is when it matters. And the emails that I get from some of you, the frustration, oh, I feel you. I get it. Where is the common sense? How about the common sense candidate? I know we've had a few people that have said that and that they were running, and then, of course, they never made it all the way to the end. Is Donald Trump the common sense candidate? I mean, no matter what you think about Donald Trump, and did you see that Vladimir Putin said he liked Donald Trump? He thought he was great. I like Trump, he says. And I don't know that Trump feels necessarily the same way, but it doesn't matter. It matters if he becomes president. I mean, now we're not talking about joking. We're not joking that, oh, this is great, he's in this, and so he can say these crazy things or say these things that make sense and people pay attention. We're saying that this really could become a reality. So results season matters. You need to go when the primaries are up. Unless you're an independent, get there, vote. Because it matters. You have a say on who's standing there at the end, believe it or not. We don't live in a banana republic, although sometimes it feels like it. Right? As long as I live, I'll never forget going down to Tampa, Florida, and seeing those hanging chads. They're in a museum in Tampa. There's a bag of them. It says hanging chads, and then it talks all about what happened, if you remember the Bush election, where Al Gore could have become president. What kind of president would Al Gore have been? Would there be solar panels all over the White House? Would the White House have gone green at the taxpayers' expense? What would that have cost us? What would the windmill in the backyard look like on the South Lawn? Giant wind energy. Have you ever seen those suckers? Every time I've been in the hill country, there's trucks and wide loads, and just one blade is so long. It's like a city block almost. It probably is in New York City, the size of one blade. But I digress. Coming up, we're going to take you through the odds and ends of what's happening out there besides in the land of politics, but we will definitely go there. And I have a question for you on the lighter side. Are you going to see Star Wars? Do you have any interest in Star Wars? I do think it's cool that it spans generations. And I mentioned this in a previous show. I know a lot of people that have tickets for Star Wars. They want to go on Friday. They got tickets, including my family, my sister-in-law, brother, and nephew. Are you going to go see Star Wars? Are you going to wait for it to come out streaming? You might have to wait for a long time because they know they're going to make a lot of money on this one. Stay with us.
Emergency? There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber your security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Heart disease kills over 600,000 Americans every year. For heart health, Ben Fuchs recommends CardioFX.
CardioFX is a source of the B-complex vitamins. There's 120 milligrams of vitamin C per dose. So you're going to get your vitamin C, you're going to get your B-complex in the CardioFX. The CardioFX is also a source of sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine. Sulfur deficiency can lead to elevated homocysteine, and it is thought to be one of the major reasons why vegetarians are at higher risk in some countries and based on some studies for heart disease than folks who eat animal protein. It has something to do with the lower sulfur content of vegetarian diets, and you will get sulfur in the form of N-acetylcysteine in the CardioFX product. N-acetylcysteine can be converted into taurine. So all in all, it's a pretty well-rounded cardiovascular nutritional supplement.
Concerned about heart health? Order CardioFX by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Swing it for the fences. By the way, you can chime in if you choose to do so. So, Star Wars, is it on the agenda? I'm surprised these phones aren't blowing up. I did get a couple of emails, one from Hal. Kate, absolutely. I can't believe you don't have tickets. Are you kidding me? I feel like sending you mine. Except for I don't know where you live, Hal, and I'd have to, like, fly there to come and see Star Wars because I have a feeling you don't live in Texas. And then I got this other one from Jacob. Jacob, listening to us in New Jersey. Hey, Jersey girl. See, that was my dead giveaway that he was. Hey, Jersey girl. You won't believe how tough it was to get tickets. My buddy had to be on hold forever. We tried the Fandango route. Didn't work. We ended up somehow squirreling them out at the box office. So we got a row of about 7. You can bet we're going to be there early because I don't want to do that neck craning thing, if you know what I mean. I cannot wait. Yeah, I don't. He's talking about the worst. If you get there late, oh, I mean, so what, that you have tickets, you'll be sitting in the front staring up at the face of Carrie Fisher, life-size, staring right at you, Princess Leia, and any of the other characters. I mean, I don't like those close seats either. That's like the loser seats. Up, oh, came late, came at the last second, go sit in the front of the class. Go sit in the front of the movie. It's just like that. Nobody wants to sit in the front of the class. Nobody wants to sit in front of the movie. Let's go to Grim in Mississippi. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Well, I'm doing fine tonight, Kate.
Yay. I can always tell you sound good.
I don't have another one of them long ones now. But I heard today on another radio show, he was asking the question, what do you think was the most celebrated moment in the news this year? You know, you're going to have an end of the year thing. You always do.
Yeah.
What do you think was probably the most? He mentioned one that I think's the most. And he
mentioned the one that he thought was the that you thought was the most.
Yeah.
In the top ten, if we were the horrible things or good things, it depends
good.
On which way you're
no,
going.
Good things. That's what he was talking about. Most celebrated good things, good news that happened this year.
Well, I can tell you one of them: the birth of yet another royal child. In this country, we absorbed that so much, it blew up all the headlines. Princess Kate was the rage again for another baby. That would be high on the list of, wow, huge moments.
He spewed out about 10 or 12 of them before he said his. I can't remember what it was. It's something about some consensus with Congress. I can't remember, but the one he did mention that I think most all of America jumped up for joy was when Boehner said he was going to resign.
I wouldn't have gotten that. It would be on my list, but I wouldn't have gotten that as the number one thing.
And he did mention it. That's exactly what I shouted, you know, and then he mentioned three more, and then he chose something off the wall that I didn't really recognize as much. And I said, man, you got to be fooling me there.
You know what? It's because you have to think back to the beginning of the year. So if you go, you could go across the spectrum in business, just in life. Life in America, you could talk about, even if you wanted to talk about the late night shows, I mean, look at David Letterman's gone, Jay Leno's gone, and they both held those spots for a long time. And that's a piece of Americana, because late night television and the whole comedians busting on politicians and movie stars and all of that is a big part of our culture, whether we watch it or not.
Well, and we don't have an American on it. We just got a bunch of...
I know. Isn't that crazy? I don't even watch now. I can't. I know that sounds bad. I can't even watch. No. If I pre-tape anything, it's Jimmy Kimmel or Jimmy Fallon. I can't watch the Brits. I can't. I don't get it.
Right. Well, me either. That's why I'm on the phone here.
Me either. I don't. Well, here would be like royalty in our country. The fact that Mark Zuckerberg had a daughter, the Facebook co-founder, and his wife, they have a little girl, Max, and he's giving away all that money. He made the big announcement that for a better world, he was chunking out a whole bunch of money. That was pretty big.
I seen the breakdown of that in Forbes, and it's Americans that fed it, and he's giving it to other countries, you know, the larger chunks.
Of course. Let's give it to somebody else.
Here's a
question, and this is something I've thought about because of helping charities or doing whatever I can, not to pat myself on the back, because I'm sure I don't do enough even, but... Here's the thing. If the billionaires we had just tried to help, like, the homeless situation, the jobless situation, what would that be like? Would that change the face of America because of all the money that goes elsewhere? How much, and it's about money. I've talked to charities, and you know, like when you bring, because I was one of those people, I just thought I was doing a good thing, go to the food pantry, bring food, and of course they need food. But more than anything, it's about money. They need money to get what they specifically need. Every charity really needs money. Yes, most of them want to work. Yes.
I mean, when I was running a contracting company, that's what I'd look for. Give them a job, because that's what they want. You know, they don't want the money given to them. They want to work for it.
Right, to feel good, to have a sense of purpose. Absolutely.
Well, it's just like, you know, the Salvation Army and everything else. You know, it's nice that they feed them on Thanksgiving, but there's another 364 days.
Exactly. So it's great that you do that, but then what about the rest of the time?
Right. You know, mm-hmm. They just much rather want to work. But It is. You know, my dad always said, too, you know, if you got confusion as to give to whether you're going to give to a charity that you think is not going to do the right thing, he said, well, you know, you could always give to, you know, those that give unconditional love back, and that's, you know, the SPA or some animal shelter or, because, you know, some people don't trust giving money to people. Well, give to animals.
That's right. Give to animals instead of the horrific things that we see that happen with animals. I can't even watch shows where they incinerate them. Oh, I can't even deal with it. And horses and, oh, it's just awful.
Well, you've heard the numbers that come out of Detroit, didn't you?
Yes. Awful.
Yeah, I mean, that made news this year, too. You know, like 80,000 abandoned animals, you know, was on all the national news. I even had to turn it off, you know, but, you know, you can't get away without catching a little bit of it, but I can't watch it either. Oh,
I know. It's depressing.
But there's still a lot of good out there now. You know, I don't want to all talk about the bad.
No. There's a lot of good people. There's a lot of people that donate time and do some incredible things and rescue. I have a friend that does that.
The airlift rescues out in California, in the Midwest. There's still a lot of good, you know, people trying to do their best to do good. But it would be nicer if some of these ultra-rich people would do more here, you know, and helping them out. It costs quite a bit of money to run one of them Lear jets and run animals across, you know, but... And we need more laws, too, because I live in a state that is desperately beginning to, they did today, as a matter of fact, they increased the fines on animal abuse in this state because they're just kind of getting sick of hearing it up there in the state capital. But that's just it. We need more laws, too.
We need more laws. Yeah, we need more laws. We do. I mean, it's about being a good human. It's about caring about some humans, caring about animals. I mean, come on, people. Life is short. It's too short to be nasty, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Can't argue with that, can you?
You can. There's people that would argue.
Another thing is, how many debates are they going to have between the Republican and Hillary? I'd love to see what Hillary would do up against Trump.
Well, yeah, you know, that might become the reality. That might be the next show for Donald Trump, Grimm. Thank you, as always. Yeah, that may happen. He says he would just slaughter her if they go up against each other, but I think it'd be pretty interesting to watch. I'd pay to watch that show. Hang with us.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
So I did a little comedy earlier in the evening before I came on the air, and I'm going to run something by you since Dan and Grimm and some of the rest of you asked me for a joke, and, you know, we used to do them, and we'll get back to doing that. I'm going to have some of my comedian friends come on and teach us how to tell a joke, the proper art of comedy. If there is really such a thing, right? So I'll tell you one of my, this was one of my jokes tonight. You ready? Bum, ba, da, da. For fun, we'll do it because it'll put you in the Christmas spirit. Sort of, maybe. It might have been a mistake when I decided to go pick out the tree to take the dog with me. We go into the lot and they have these beautiful Christmas trees, you know, the Douglas fir, the blue spruce, you name it, they had it there. It was outdoors. It was a little chilly. It was perfect. The trees were hauled in from Michigan, so it was like a real tree farm. No offense to the hardware places, but it wasn't like running in there and grabbing a tree and flopping it on the car. So my dog, Mahalo, I just didn't think about it. He's like a child. He goes a lot of places with me. Jumps out of the car. He's running around like a kid. run around the trees, and I realize, ooh, he's lifting his leg. And I think, man, you know, it's one tree, two, three, four, five. I start to look around, it's a couple of different trees. And none of them were, by the way, the tree that I picked out. So I pick out the tree, and the guy takes it, wraps it up, and he's, you know, headed toward the car, and another guy's checking me out, and I look at the guy, and he looks at me and points at the car because he quoted me some astronomical figure. And I look over at the car, and it is, like, covered in trees. I mean, literally, they have treed my car. There's seven trees. And I look back at him, and I say, what's up with that? That's I don't even see my tree on there. He points to a sign, and it says, you mark it, you buy it. Ba-dum-bump. And the crowd goes wild. I'm pretty proud of that joke, actually. But you can relate to it, right? Because the whole Christmas deal and getting the trees. And I was really serious about that by the way. Kyle, who has a very good sense of humor, telling me it was rough. It played well in a club. See, it just depends on the setting, and which is what the comedians will tell you. Because a lot of times, some of you listening, and it could be a talk show, it could be a music show, a lot of times when comedians come into your neck of the woods, they'll push them to the stations and they'll go, even political talk, they'll come in and they'll talk about the fact that they're appearing at whatever backdoor improv, whatever comedy club. And a lot of times the comedians aren't funny because it's a different atmosphere than the club, and it's so early in the morning, it's like they've just had an hour's sleep. So I guess I need to work on my material. Speaking of working on material, and see, it's funny because punchlines, humor lines, this is the results season that we're talking about. So Donald Trump, maybe not as much Donald Trump, because it's hard to believe that he would absorb a lot of information from somebody and let them manipulate him, I guess, in a way. I shouldn't say manipulate, but some campaigns, they do that. So what happens is, and it's natural, if you're going to debate, that you practice. And one of the things that is practiced a lot is joke telling. Where's, boom, where's the punchline? Think of that punchline. Roll it out. If you got a punchline, pull it out. And remember, Ben Carson, that's what happened with him in that, I want to say it was the first debate or second debate. His numbers went up because he was funny at the tail end of the debate, and it helped him end on a high note because people could relate to the joking, to the joke, you know, that he made. So there is something to the art of humor, even in political situations. As we bounce around and look at some of what's happened in this country besides the whole who's on first. When it comes to this election, you know, it's interesting. The West Coast is getting hammered. The other day we saw in L.A. they evacuated thousands of kids, and it cost the taxpayers a ridiculous amount of money, like $29 million. I was shocked by that. It's like $29 million for one day out of school, administrators, everybody. I mean, it was clearing the decks. Because of the threat that the police commissioner in New York said was ridiculous that they evacuated in L.A., but they just had the incident in San Bernardino. So on top of that, the Los Angeles School Board agreed to relocate students that were being pretty much assaulted by methane gas, by a methane gas leak. I mean, are you kidding me? They had to agree to this? If there is methane gas and there's a leak, I would just have to assume that if they cleared the schools for a hoax because of being afraid of what happened weeks before. And it takes, you know, like an act of God to move the L.A. school district to think about relocating almost 2,000 kids from schools near a gas leak that has sparked hundreds of illnesses, evacuations, and complaints. Oh, well, they're kids. They'll be okay. Just let them linger in the building. They'll be fine. No problem. So they did. They finally declared an emergency, and they're relocating them. And they're saying that this will take place after winter break. and could last until June. Well, I hope so. If I had a kid and it was in that school and they were coming home and they were lightheaded and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, what's next? And I'm reading all around me that people are dropping like flies, not dead, but getting sick because of this leak. I'm saying, what's going on here? But, you know, this goes to the cost thing again. They're trying to figure out what's going to happen. What's this going to cost? So, you know, the leak, this is December, the leak in the underground well, ready for this, was detected in October. And then it was sent, in October, it was sending huge amounts of methane into the air. And it smelled like chemicals. So those kids have been in that school since then. Better to act than to not act at all, even if it's late. And, you know, you're already seeing that students and the staff have these short-term symptoms from the odor. But now you've got the health people saying, oh, there's no long-term, yeah, but there's no long-term risks. You know, I think if it were me, and you tell me that, oh, my kid's nauseous, has headaches, has nosebleeds, oh, by the way, upchucking, yeah, I think we should rearrange them. Because the people who live there, that's what's happening to them. And you had 60 kids at least dump out of the school because they were worried about it. And that's California, where they freak out about the littlest thing. In fact, the California Air Resources Board found that the leak is releasing 50,000 kilograms of methane an hour and boosting California's emissions, you ready for this, because they're always concerned about emissions, of the gas by 25%. Oh, my gosh, are you kidding me? And to wait that long, oh, I would not be happy. But there were some people that took their kids out of the school. And now they're saying that when they relocate them, it could be till June. So they know this is a serious problem, or they wouldn't make a comment like that. They wouldn't say that. All right, pressure, pressure, pressure. What happens when you live in an area where you have war heroes that people can remember stories about and even a lineage, a family history that still circles around the town, but it's not a Union town. It's a Confederate town, or was a Confederate stronghold. So in New Orleans, they are going to remove, or they did remove actually, four prominent Confederate monuments after the mayor said, go ahead. And they say that that ends that whole process. And this goes back to the Charleston, South Carolina killings by a white supremacist last June. So Mayor Mitch Landrieu, who also grew up in that area, approved the removal, signed the legislation, 6-1 in favor of doing it. And he said, look, we got to reckon with our past. I mean, that's it. So the Confederate figures, President Jefferson Davis, General Robert E. Lee, and General P.G.T. Beauregard, a Louisiana native. And the fourth monument honors the former Crescent City White League, a chapter of a white supremacist paramilitary organization that was big in the 1870s. Wow. How much is it costing to take them down? About $170,000 to remove them. $170,000. And so far, they haven't had much blowback from that. The biggest, the most controversial one is the last one I mentioned. It's the Crescent City League, the White League. The inscription that they put in there in 1932 said that the Yankees withdrew federal troops and recognized white supremacy in the South. Ooh. And this is the one that's the most difficult for them to get rid of. Hang with us. Honestly, we're flipping the burgers. You can virtually eat them with us in just a few.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Ricky was a young boy. He had a heart of stone. Needless to find him. Came from the Indian town. Was like a swift way.
Be with you. You'll be hearing that a lot more. The Force Awakens, the next Star Wars, in theaters now. During our cheap movie review in our next hour, we will definitely preview it. I have to assume some of you, or at least, are interested in Star Wars and may go this weekend, might wait, but might go and see it on the big screen. I think Star Wars is one of those movies you do want to see on the big screen where, I mean, unless you've got one of those giant TVs and you got the cash it in crib and you're listening to the show and you happen to find it, you're listening in Beverly Hills or wherever, then maybe it's different. Or you just have your own media room. I shouldn't say you don't have to be in Beverly Hills. I would think then maybe you wait. But otherwise, people that normally wouldn't even wait in lines are going to go and see it. So that's got to be the biggest story affecting us in a sense, or bombarding us across the land. But something else that happened today on a very serious note, San Bernardino unraveling that hornet's nest of what happened with Syed Farouk and his wife and the the people that lost their lives. I talked about that earlier. It's, to me, why don't we recognize the victims as much? Do we know the names of the victims or only the attackers who now live on in infamy, unfortunately? But how about this? Enrique Marquez, who was a longtime friend of the guy behind the terror attacks in San Bernardino, isn't accused of direct involvement in the shooting, but if convicted, he could still be looking at a lot of years in prison. I mean, at one point I heard like 34. He's 24 years old. He was charged with conspiring to provide material support to terrorism, making false statements in connection with the acquisition of the firearms, and immigration fraud. Because he's suspected of buying the rifles for his friend, Saeed Farouk, and Farouk's wife, Tashfeen Malik, in what ended up being that mass shooting on December 2nd that left 14 people dead and so many others injured. He's accused of entering a fake marriage with a member of Farouk's family and plotting attacks, which never took place, on a college and a freeway. He made an appearance on Thursday. His lawyer didn't comment as he left court. But the charges are serious charges. And supposedly Marquez is saying that he didn't know what was happening. He did get the firearms, or there was a 911 call where there was the conversation about that, and he swallowed a whole bunch of pills, a crazy amount of pills. So did he do it? He realized, wow, I had no idea they were doing this. Did he do it out of the guilt for that? Because, I mean, now this is his buddy and he's supplied these, you know, the weapons and everything. Marquez bought the firearms from a local store two different times in 2011 and 2012. And he identified himself as the buyer. He actually bought the rifles, not for himself. You know, he didn't do that. So how interesting is that? I mean, it's not interesting. It's sickening is what it is. The fake marriage and all that stuff, entering into a fake marriage, he was paid $200 a month to do that. So to get another person over. So I bet he's looking at, if he's convicted on whatever he's convicted of, I can't imagine he's not going to do no time. Because of even the fraud part, that would seem so odd. So I doubt it. But he knows that whatever went down was not good on his part of it. Because I can't think of a scenario where he completely wiggles out of time. But he wiggles out of doing any kind of jail time. I don't think so. And then we get this from the White House. I love it when they give us these broad statements. But saying no credible threats. The president says, you know, hey, no credible threats. Right now, anyway, until everybody starts getting on planes and, you know, who knows. And hopefully, no, because look at the years that we've been pretty darn safe. But no specific incredible holiday threat. So the president insisting on Thursday that Americans should feel safe inside their own country. And that's kind of been the week-long push, that he understood why a lot of unease has spread after the attacks in France and California, but that the country's mettle is beyond the pale. And this is before he starts the whole traveling thing. And he says, if you target Americans, you will have no safe haven. I guess not, because usually they end up being killed in a shootout. Whoops, did I say that? Yeah, but then he says, we will find you and defend our nation. And it's very rare for the president to go, because this is where he said it from, the National Counterterrorism Center. It's an unmarked building and corporate headquarters in Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Typically, he gets a briefing on Christmas time terror threats in the White House Situation Room. But because of fears of an attack on our soil, because of the ISIS-inspired attack in San Bernardino, the president has made a public show of preparedness. Here's what it is. This is what we're doing. Blah, blah, blah. And it's interesting because, you know, we haven't focused our screening people entering the United States after signs of radicalization were missed. So this is a completely new one. And they're reviewing the visa process and to see whether or not it's the right way to go because of what happened with the wife and how she was able to get in pretty quickly. It's all very, very, very depressing. Very sad. Innocent people, Christmas party, boom. No more Christmas party, no more life. And just, you would have to think even the strongest of people is walking around questioning, why me? Why this? Why now? How could this happen? And missing somebody terribly. Because just way too many people were affected by San Bernardino. Sad. Finishing up the burial process as we roll into Hanukkah and Christmas next week. Crazy hard. By the way, did you feel the quake in Mexico? Tabasco felt it. Chiapas felt it. 6.4. It's getting narrowly close to a 7. 6.4 still is relatively smooth sailing compared to an 8, compared to a 7. 7 means, ooh, things are on fire, bridge collapses, something horrific because the ground just shakes too much for it not to. And you just, again, you have to look around, right? We talked about emergency preparedness and how many people know where to exit. Start with that. Ooh, something happens, like methane gas floods the building. Where do I exit? Where do I exit if there's a flood? Where do I, you know, whatever. Where do you go? Where do you go? Lessons that you need to learn along the way so you can make the informed decision. Earthquake, especially, I've talked about my experience with the earthquake. Whew. You definitely want to know where you're going. We know where we're going. We're heading for the hills. Thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich? Working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare? Having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.